me now. Come with me now.
Basics Radio Network. I am your host and owner of RAWF in the game we all know of as Wrestler Unstoppable. I am Lord Amadeus. My co-host is here, the legend himself.
I'm on a mission.
El Vacant is here. Good evening, El Vacant.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está?
Así. Oh, actually, I'm muy bien. Now that I think about it, I'm better. As I, you know, I'm feeling awesome, and I'm excited because 1 week from tomorrow night, uh-oh, Graveyard Smash.
You said the phrase.
What'd I say?
You said everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is awesome. I love that song.
That's a thing?
It's from the Lego movie. It's a great song.
Lego movie. I can't say that I've ever seen the Lego movie. I'm sorry?
You heard my soul. I didn't know
you were a Lego kind of person.
How? Of course I am. I am a master builder. Which is different than a master... Never mind. We're on air.
Anywho. So we are coming to you live from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, folks. Just 8 nights away from...
Did you say Butthole Rouge?
No, I said Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge.
That's very different because Butthole Rouge sounds something you'd only find in the porn industry, and that would be...
Oh, my word. Yeah, okay.
Look, Killer Three Belts knows what I'm talking about. You go, Gila. You go. Can you tell? I'm making up for lost time. I had a couple of weeks where I was a little nervous because, you know, things normally happen this time of year. But because now, you know, I feel like I'm in the clear.
You're making up for lost time?
Yes, see.
I see. So,
want a Twinkie?
Let me see here. So maybe I just need to play this.
I'm not even looking at it every night. I know better.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Fake lightning is not near as... Anyways.
No, it's not the same. See, when it's the real lightning, all the hair on my arm stands up on end. It doesn't happen.
No, well, yeah, but I tell you what, I'm going to ask you a favor, and I'm going to ask the favor of everyone else listening or anyone who might call in. You know, trying to get past the whole, you know, maestro thing. So for the remainder of the show, for the entire show here, I do not want to hear that name. I do not want that name mentioned.
You will know this.
Here.
I haven't said the name.
I know you haven't, but I'm saying it so that people know what word I'm actually talking about. We don't need to speak of such matters because there's no point to, and I don't want to hear about it anymore. I already got Hobo Ezekiel in my office the other day. He's all nervous about the maestro. He freaking drew me some pretty pictures and ruined some perfectly graveyard taco dip that was just, oh, I was looking so much forward to it, and he comes in and throws it against the wall. Because if you guys didn't see it, go check it out in the scenes tab at RAWF headquarters. But yeah, I already got him doing it. And then Claymore, of course, pulling his bullshit, trying to get me to come out with the maestro. No, not doing that. Maestro's gone, done, finished.
Ding dong, the bitch is dead.
Yes.
That's not how that goes.
As I said last week, Blaze McCoy apparently did what he said he was going to do and got rid of him because, like, as you know, as Graveyard Smash gets closer, the stronger Maestro, I hear nothing. So I'm good. Maestro gone. Bye-bye, Maestro. We're done with it. So I would appreciate it if we don't even mention him the rest of the night. All right? That goes for you. It goes for anybody else.
Good.
All right. So, that being said, where to start tonight? We got some GM reports to get to. Let's start with our Ultimate Gauntlet GM. And I think hopefully he has something to report. If not, then he can make something up because he's good at that. Let's bring on...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the sands in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bread to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize a damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptized in blood of the fallen. Keep it G. Go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat it at hologram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep where the dead man sleeps. With the rat that creep in my flesh for weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Purple, the Paragon of Greatness, is here. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, LA, and holy crap, do I have a report for you. I'll tell you what, when somebody says that they might have to make something up on the spot because maybe they forgot to tell the owner of the company that they don't have anything to report, well, Paragon of Greatness is the guy that you go to because I have got a report for you that I'm going to be making up off the top of my head right now at this very moment. Okay, so we have ourselves an Ultimate Gauntlet Championship match that started at last week's Superstars between the Rider Johnny Blaze, currently known as Rattlesnake Blaze, because Halloween and, you know, he's taking on the Immortal Griffith, currently the Immortal of Greatness or whatever thing that he's doing right now.
I believe it's the Paragon of Immortality.
The Paragon of Immortality, you know, the guy that's dressed like me. So it's one guy that is against another guy, but they're both dressed as different guys. It's so messed up. But we've got ourselves an Ultimate Gauntlet Championship match. Right now it looks like the champion is at a distinct advantage, but we may find out coming up in the very near future if Rattlesnake Blaze can turn the tide. With that being said, this matchup has at most about 6.5 days left. If they both were to happen to milk the clock entirely, that being said, I anticipate it will be finished by that point. I will be starting the Ultimate Gauntlet again on the 27th, on Wednesday. The Ultimate Gauntlet starts back up. Remember, this season, the new rules are if somebody runs the gauntlet, they will receive the title match at the next available show, no matter what that show might be.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. I had all the faith in the world. Thank you, sir. And exquisite report from the Paragon of Greatness and the Ultimate Gauntlet. Next up, I have your tag report from Unstoppabot. RAWF tags report. Four teams went undefeated this season. The top five tag teams of season eight are in first place and facing the tag team champs Swords and Scimitars at Graveyard Smash are Desaad and the Giant, which is Marky Desaad and Denzel the Giant. In second place were Amor, DW, and Slashy. In third place, Dungeons and Dragons, Paragon and Nox Boogie. In fourth place, Feral Beasts, which was the Cougar and Beast. And in fifth place, The Greater Good, Papa Shaker, and Luke Cage. The final top 10 has been posted in the tag's top 10 rankings on the RAWF main page. And the new season is now open for signups. If you're in need of a partner, check the scene out. Signups for Season 9 will close Sunday, October 31st, after the Graveyard Smash pay-per-view radio show. That from Unstoppabot. Thank you, Unstoppabot. Excellent job as always.
I was thanking them in their native language.
You were thanking the robot. Okay, moving right along, we now bring on our High Voltage Invitational and Anything Goes GM, the First Lady of Anarchy herself.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. Puts the fever lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Just leave myself and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
and gentlemen, with her GM reports, Cougs, good evening.
Good evening, LA. Hey, Vacant.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Oh, very good, very good. Better now. I do love it when the lovely ladies come to visit.
All right, Cougs, good to see you.
This is why the ladies come in and they're all happy and cheery to see me, and you get, hi, LA. That's why it's different, because, see, like, I'm nice and I'm charming, and I butter them up a little bit, and I tell them how beautiful they are, and you don't do any of that.
I would be nervous if he did that to me.
That's fair.
It would be awkward. I mean, after all, she is a ex-sister-in-law, so it's kind of, it would be like...
Look, in Mexico, that just means she's likely to be her next wife.
Uh-uh.
I mean, I know it's not likely.
Sorry,
you know,
did I say that
married.
Too quickly?
That's part of the family tree I do not want to be on. Anyways, Cougs?
Hey.
Okay,
what's wrong with that part of the family tree?
Well, they run along to GM reports. Cougs, where would you like to start?
Well, considering high voltage, they're still in the cages and getting, you know, singed, I don't have much to go there. So that's the high voltage report. On to anything goes. We do have a competitor for Hobo, so I will need Hobo to contact me within the next 5 days to let me know what kind of match he wants for his title defense at Graveyard Smash. Due to a technicality, the winner is the unsettled Chris Cage.
Oh. Wow. All right.
Technical wins are the best wins.
Well, rules weren't followed, and we all know how I am about rules.
It's true. Kind of
stickler. So the one person that had the chance to keep Chris from winning didn't follow the rules, and he was disqualified.
I believe the correct American colloquialism for that is dope.
That would be correct, Elvagan. Correct. So, Hobo Ezekiel to take on the unsettled King Chris Cage for the Anything Goes Championship at Graveyard Smash. All right. Good to know. Add that to our killer lineup for Graveyard Smash. Literally, I could very well be. But we'll talk about that in just a few moments. So, Cougs, anything to add?
I will have scenes set up probably next week before Graveyard Smash for the new seasons of both Anything Goes and High Voltage. I should finish all my personal appearances early next week.
All right. Thank you, Cougs, very, very much. And we'll talk to you more in just a little bit. I believe that is all the GM reports we have for this evening. So now moving on to event/tournament reports. Actually, let me check on one thing before I officially end. The new season of 32-1 has been made and put in the network, and I'm assuming that signups are probably over for that because signups go quickly. But 32-1 comes to life from New Zealand, the new season, and we'll get more information on that down the road from the lovely Raven, the Enchanted. Checking.
She was supposed to report on the pay-per-view for that, wasn't she?
Actually, what she reports is that the Immortal Griffith won the last season of 32-1, and him being the current champion gets to choose his opponent. He has already done so along with the Steps, and we'll talk about that when I do the rundown for Graveyard Smash. But that being said, tournament report. So let's go to, first of all, the Arsehole of the Month. It was won by Sarge Denzel. Sorry, he's now Sarge Denzel. He will challenge D's for the Men's Championship at Graveyard Smash. And the Biatch of the Month was won by Diesel Warrior. She challenges Kitty Kabam for the Estrogen title at Graveyard Smash. And then the extra points tournament is also over. That was won by Mithras the Title Machine. So with that being said, L Vacant, why don't you read us the update, rankings update.
Rankings update. Oh, I think I have that right here. Oh, here, look, it's right here in this handy-dandy form you sent me before the show. All right, so here we go, everybody. This is 7 out of 12 matches, right? You can all do basic math. You understand what that means, right? 7 out of 12, 7, 12, not whole month, 7, 7. All right, here we go. Ooh, what was that? That came from the bowels of hell. That's unpleasant. Pardon me. All right. In 25th place, we have Uncle Frank. In 24th place, we have the Hawkster Bully. In 23rd place, we have Aaron McFadden. In 22nd place, we have the Immortal Griffith. In 21st place, we have the Mancunian Maniac. There's a name we haven't seen in a little while. In 20th place, we have Nightcrawler. In 19th place, just above him, where I'm sure she loves it, the Cougar. In 18th place, Kane, the cannot-spell-his-own-name governor. In 17th place, we have, he kind of came out of nowhere, Strangleheart. In 17th place, we have Mr. Three Belts himself, Killer Neptune. In 15th place, we have, look at that, Starlight. Oh, hola, Starlight. In 14th place, we have Rattlesnake Ron. In 13th place, we have, he grins every time I do that. It's great. In 13th place, we have Claymore. In 12th place, we have Diesel Warrior. In 11th place, we have the most aptly named man, but with a new piece to his name, the Unsettled King, Chris Cage. In 10th place, we have the power player, Luke Cage. In 9th place, we have, coming from out of nowhere, is Eva, 9th place. In 8th place, we have Hobo Ezekiel. That's right, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. In 7th place, we have Marcus Conan. In 6th place, we have, look, another fiery redhead over here, Wildfire. In 5th place, I see, because it's Halloween, right. In 5th place, we have Sarge Denzel. In 4th place, we have Baba Shaker. In 3rd place, we have Beast. It's good. It's been a while since we've seen Beast, although it's up here. Good job, Beast. In 2nd place, we have our extra points winner, Mithras, the title machine. And in 1st place, still holding on, Simply the Best. There you go. Our top 25 out of 7 out of 12 matches.
Indeed. 7 out of 12 matches. That's what it looks like thus far. And going to be a good one. Some new names on there. A couple new names. Mancunian Maniac. You don't get to say his name very often as well. Eva, in her debut, seems to be doing quite well. Debut at number 9 there. So, all right. Looking good, sounding good. That is your updated rankings for this period. 7 out of 12. All right, El Vacant, time to talk about the big one just 8 nights away. Graveyard Smash coming to you live from the Superdome in New Orleans. It's going to be huge, to say the least. We've already talked about the Anything Goes match between Hobo Ezekiel and the Unsettled King, Chris Cage. That's going to be huge. Then you've got Kitty Kabam defending the Estrogen title against DW. DW, it'll be a big night for her as she'll be challenging for 2 championships. She will also be challenging the Unsettled King, Chris Cage, for the national title. But let's start from the top. The big one is for the World Heavyweight Championships, the Immortal Griffith and Mithras the Title Machine, quite arguably the 2 greatest superstars in RAWF history. It's a match, whenever these 2 get together, it's a huge match. What do you see happening at Graveyard Smash?
An explosion, that's what I say. I think it's going to be some incredible matches. A lot of them are just too difficult to call. I mean, like you said, this is a world championship match. I mean, they've each taken titles away from each other multiple times at this point. Like, you never know what's going to happen when they face. And that's not normal to say when it comes to our current world champion, right? Usually there's someone who's got his number or someone that can't seem to beat him, but that's not the case here. Like, this, they kind of go back and forth pretty evenly. And some of the undercard matches, I mean, or that the Platinum Dragon looks amazing. Like, we've got some really great matches. It's almost weird to see this kind of card not at our biggest pay-per-view of the year, right? It's like suddenly Halloween is trying to be our biggest pay-per-view of the year.
And, you know, Griff will have another match as well. He's defending the Supreme Fighter Championship against an opponent. Hopefully he will just tell us who that opponent and the steps are tonight here. But he will have another match. Mithras will be in four title matches. Not only will he be challenging for the world title, he'll be defending the Platinum Dragon Championship against Simply the Best. He'll be challenging Kill the Neptune for the Powerball Championship, as well as defending his Hatfield and McCoy Championship against opponent to be named, hopefully, very soon. So, big night for Mithras and Griff. They're going to be forefront. It's going to be a huge night for the title machine, especially. You have the unsettled Chris Cage defending the national title against DW. Who do you like for the national title? Your thoughts on that match?
I think DW is due. Like, she's been like up in the title scene for quite some time now. I think she's due for a win. I think she's going to walk out with that title.
Okay, so you see her beating the unsettled king, Chris Cage. All right. What about her match against Kitty Kabam for the Escherton title? Does she walk out with two championships at Graveyard Smash?
That's a good question. My gut says yes, but Kitty Kabam has surprised me before. So, I'm going to go with yeah. I think she's going to take two belts.
All right. Well, it's been a while, and she, it's definitely due her, as you said. She's definitely due to be holding some gold, considering where she's at in the overall rankings for the year and always in the top 10. So, yeah, I agree that it could very well be leaning towards her winning two championships at Graveyard Smash. Maeve O'Hare, who, well, we heard last week was a little bit – I don't want to say ill, but she was certainly not at her best, considering what's been going on with her. She does have to defend the Midnight Hobo Championship against Dev. Your thoughts on that match?
That's going to be a rough match. If she goes out and fights the way she just fought against Hobo, I feel bad for Dev. I mean, that was brutal. Dev's no joke, right? I mean, I think that's going to be a tight match. That's hard to call.
Agreed. It is definitely going to be tight, but it's going to be certainly awesome match between those two. Dev, of course, an RAWF Hall of Famer, knows how to win gold here in RAWF. A stiff challenge for Maeve. FUBAR City Championship, Rattlesnake Ron and the Hawkster. We've talked about this. We've known this one for a couple weeks now. Who do you like? When would you think of Ron and Hawkster?
Normally, I would say Hawkster, right? You know, I've been kind of supporting him for a while. Although, look, there's been a real attitude change in him of late, you know, ever since he's joined up with certain people. And frankly, I don't know that it's been for the better. I don't think it's been helping him. I actually think I've seen a degradation in performance. And he's going up against somebody that you have to be at the top of your game to beat. I just don't think, not to mention Hawkster, you know, I don't mean to be mean, but he kind of has a little bit of pay-per-view-itis, if you know what I mean, right? Like, he does awesome, and then he gets underneath that bright light and sort of melts a little bit. So I think smart money's on Ron here.
Okay, I have to agree, but Hawkster, you know, it's going to be an extremely violent match. FUBAR match matches usually are. And they could be out on Bourbon Street. That would be fun if they fought all the way out to Bourbon Street. I like a good...
If they do, I'm bringing beads.
Yeah, that'd be fun. We could do that. Triple Crown Championship. I mentioned Denzel. He's got a big night. He will not only is he challenging for the men's championship, he is also going to be in the Triple Crown Championship match. Champion Luke Cage defends against the Teflon Sheik and Sarge Denzel. Your thoughts on the Triple Crown Championship matchup?
Sorry, I was thinking about throwing beads. I'm sorry. Who are contenders again?
You have the champion Luke Cage, you have the Teflon Sheik, and you have Denzel.
You know, I think it's funny because he always complains in the back that, you know, apparently I don't, you know, I never support him and I never think he's going to win. I never call him as a win, but, you know, I try to call him as fairly as I can. You know, in this case, I think Luke is going to retain. I think it's his to win.
All right. That's going to be interesting. It'll be a big night for Denzel, certainly. Those two big title matches. There it is. All right. So Wildfire will defend the Multimedia Championship against Kane the Governor. Despite his spelling, do you think Kane can win the Multimedia title from Wildy?
Well, seeing it's the Multimedia title, which means, you know, some of that's online and people online don't know how to spell. If he's going to win a title, that's the one that makes sense, right?
I suppose that's true. So you're picking Kane over Wildy then?
I didn't say that. I just said it would make sense for him to have the belt. I think Wildfire is going to, you know, live up to her name and just light him on fire and, you know, douse him after she wins the belt.
All right.
That's all. It's all Wildy. She's going to keep that belt. I mean, come on. You just asked me if I was going to choose the guy who can't spell or the hot redhead. What did you think was going to happen?
You go hot redhead every time.
I really do. If you've noticed, there's a trend.
Killa Neptune, who is technically the greatest Powerball champion in RAW history, has to defend against Mithras the Title Machine, who is arguably has several title reigns to his resume that could be centered greatest. Who do you like when Killa Neptune faces Mithras?
I love Killa Three Belts. I do. But, wow, that's a hell of a challenge in front of him there. Good luck, Killa, but I gotta say I think Mithras might be adding a belt to his collection there.
All right, we will see. We shall certainly see. That'll be big. Killa Neptune has, well, his fate, his opponent is determined by the costume contest currently going on in RAWF. You still have about a week or so to get into the costume scene, if you haven't already, to create a costume from WU's extensive store. Create a costume, go in there, and a chance to win Wrestler Bucks or possibly even a Champion's Choice Championship shot at Graveyard Smash against Killa Neptune. All right, as we heard from Unstoppabot earlier, Swords and Scimitars will defend the tag team titles against Desaad and the Giant, Marquis Desaad and Denzel. This will be Denzel's third title match of the evening, but it'll also be a chance for Marquis Desaad to win some gold here in RAWF. Who do you like when those two teams collide?
I actually think Marquis Desaad, you know, I think that's an underdog team right there, right? Like, I think, but I think they're going to do it.
All right. And I'm receiving a text from Hatfield and McCoy GM Judgment. He says Mithras has picked his opponent or picked a number. We will get to that as soon as that. Announcing that here in just a second. Let's go over a couple of the other matches at Graveyard Smash. We have the Buried Alive match between the Caliber Brothers, Mark and Alex. One of them will their career in RAWF will be over if they are buried alive. A footnote to this, Mark Caliber, with an ankle injury suffered at the hands of, I want to say, his brother last week in a match on Superstars. So, yeah, he suffered an ankle injury against a match against Denzel when his brother tripped him from the outside. We'll talk more about that with Mark later in the program. But, yeah, Mark's suffering a serious injury. However, he plans on still participating in this Buried Alive match. Is that a wise decision, El Vacant, considering what's at stake here? I didn't think so either. I totally don't think that that's a wise move.
I mean, but I think it was a wise decision on his brother's part to come out and, you know, hey, let me just low bridge you here. But just saying, no, I'm going to go ahead with the match anyway, that's that might be a case of more balls than brains, you know?
I agree.
What opponent think of is that?
Also on the card, Hell in a Cell between the Hardcore Metal Man and a Buckshot. A Hobo Jungle match between Hobo Ezekiel and Liam O'Shaughnessy, and a FUBAR City Street Fight between Ally Knight and a Big Effin' Hitman. Also, Slashy will take on Lord Darkstinger in a rankings match. That ought to be fun. So that is officially what we got. Let me see if finally get the text from... No, he's... hasn't gotten me the text. So when I get that text from Judgment, I'll be able to announce who Mithras is facing for the Hatfield and McCoy championship. Oh, there it is. Coming across the board now, it will be Slashy. Slashy of the Renegades to face Mithras for the Hatfield and McCoy championship at Graveyard Smash. So good luck to a Slashy. All right, that ought to be a good one. Mithras, so we know Mithras will be defending against Slashy, challenging Killer Neptune, defending against Simply the Best, and then challenging the Immortal Griffith. Using that, using your crystal ball, El Vacant, the great El Vacant, how do you see Mithras's night playing out at Graveyard Smash, considering all the matches he has?
Exhaustingly. I expect it to be an exhausting night for him. That's a hell of a night. Let's see. I think he's going to... Honestly, I think he's going to come out with one more title than he goes in with, but I don't necessarily know which three it'll be.
Interesting. So you see him going 3-1.
See.
All right. Well, we will see what happens. It's definitely a tough slate for the title machine.
Right? That's, you know, we've had other people in the past that kind of do this sort of thing where they're like, oh, look, a pay-per-view. Give me, like, you know, all the matches. That'd be fine. I'm good. You know, but, you know, usually the two people who are most likely to do that aren't, you know, what we would call mortal. So, you know, now we got just a normal guy on, you know, I guess, well, looking at him, I'd say horse steroids. I'm not really sure. No offense. But he's just a normal dude. And now he's going to do quadruple duty again.
I don't know that the title machine would agree with you that he's a normal man. He certainly... You know, he's human. He's not immortal, but at the same time, he's certainly more than just your average Joe, average wrestler. He is he's always been.
When I say normal, I mean, like, you know, not ab, as in the opposite of abnormal.
Ah, gotcha. I gotcha. I hear you. So, with that being said, Mithras the Title Machine has a huge plate at Graveyard Smash. What will happen, we'll find out here in 8 days. Denzel, as we mentioned, 3 big title matches for him. All 3 are as the challenger. How many can Denzel take at Graveyard Smash of those 3, do you think?
What are the 3 again? Give me the 3 again.
He's challenging Deez for the men's championship. He will be in the Triple Crown Championship against Luke Cage and the Teflon Sheik, and he and Marky Desad challenging the tag team champions Swords and Scimitars.
Well, I've already said I think Luke's going to maintain, but I think Deez is going to take the other two.
You think Denzel will be the new men's champion and the new one half of the new tag team champions, but he will not win
correct.
The Triple Crown. All
right. I don't think that. I just, everything out there is telling me Luke's going to maintain that. And I don't even know why, right? Like, the numbers say maybe he shouldn't, but, like, it's just, you know, that belt, there's a distinct championship advantage. And, you know, I tend to go with my gut, you know. Now, admittedly, I had some burritos earlier, so my gut could just be being a gut. But it's telling me go with Luke.
Okay. So we will find out. We shall find out at Graveyard Smash. So up next, we talk about Superstars tomorrow, coming to you live from the Raising Cane's River Center here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Last week, Papa Shaker successful defending the Superstars title against Strangleheart. This week, he defends it against Dr. Kent. That is his. That is your main event tomorrow in Baton Rouge on Superstars. So, yeah, that'll be it. It's good. Papa Shaker, he's been Superstars champion a couple times, and he's enjoying this reign. We will see what happens tomorrow. All right. So, El Vacant, with that being said, let's bring on our Midnight Hobo champion. Last week, as you know, she was not feeling well after Eva's promo broke into our station. Maybe, hopefully, she's feeling better tonight. Let's find out. Our reigning Midnight Hobo champion, ladies and gentlemen, she is. Joining us, Maeve.
Mm-hmm. Bossman, how are you keeping?
Hola?
El Vacant, I love to see you here.
Imagine that.
Maeve, are you okay? I mean, you sound better than you did last week, but is there... What's up? How are you feeling?
Feeling fine. How are you, Lost Man?
I'm good. All right. Wow. Good to hear. I was kind of concerned about you, certainly. But, I mean, yeah, I just was after what happened last week when you had to be helped, you know, helped to the back. El Vacant had to, you know, take care of you there for a bit. But you feeling better now? Everything's good?
Everything's fine. I've been having a fantastic week. I had a wonderful match. I have to thank you so much for booking me against Hobo last week.
Is
a fantastic
that
match.
Match. Wonderful.
That's what you get.
Well, you don't think that we're a good match?
Oh,
I mean, it was
a match. I have a question for you. Have you maybe, I don't know, watched the playback?
No, I don't usually do that unless I'm facing the same person again.
I'm going to suggest that maybe,
just maybe, just going on a limb here, maybe you might want to do that.
Why? What happened?
I see you were not your normal self in the ring.
What Elvacan's trying to say is, and it's not just, it was not just in the match with Hobo. It's been in other matches as well. You seem to be much more aggressive in the last week. I mean.
Well, it's what I meant to do, be aggressive and win matches.
You made the poor man pee himself.
Well, that's no problem of mine. You know, I don't think I like the tone you're taking with me.
It's not a tone. Maybe there is a tone. I don't know. But look, no, I'm just saying maybe something, you seem a little off.
I don't know. I don't know how to please you folks.
We can talk about how to please me, but.
I don't think you can handle me.
All right. Well, first things first.
If you didn't have match, I don't think so.
All right, well, we'll get to that. Let's talk about your Midnight Hobo title defense at Graveyard Smash against.
Let's talk about that. Are you going to fuss about being in that match too, Vacant?
No, I think you'll need to be that way in that match, to be honest.
I mean,
just so long as I'm not going to hurt your feelings by being mean. And I wouldn't want to scare
you. I never said you hurt my feelings. I mean, I kind of like it when the redheads get a little feisty, you know.
Yeah, I noticed you were talking about how you always pick the sexy redheads, but you wouldn't pick me in the match, so I think that means that you don't think I'm a sexy redhead.
I specifically didn't pick anyone in your match.
Uh-huh.
I think, easy, take it. Man, wow, Maeve, just relax, chill, take it easy.
I'm
relaxed.
So I'm fine. For fuck's sake.
Yeah, you're only talking like Mickey Mouse, but you're fine. Okay, so let's talk about Dev.
I've gone up a few octaves, it's true.
Let's talk about Dev. RAWF Hall of Famer knows how to win gold in RAWF. Certainly you've had a couple weeks now to prepare for plan. What are your thoughts on facing Dev at Graveyard Smash?
I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to rip their feckin' head off. What do you think I'm going to do?
Away from my gaze. human like you possibly be doing this late at night in a place like that? Only unsavory type. And me, of course. And I am very, very hungry. Don't give me that look. I will not take all of it. Just enough to satisfy me, just enough to get me through the night or the week. Just enough to satisfy this hunger. Relax.
Maeve, are you okay?
Hey, Redhead, wake up. You there?
Well, then. Oh, I'm sorry. I almost missed the show. Oh, I just I just need one thing from you, if in you wouldn't mind.
Sure. What's up?
At the pay-per-view, I'd like a match.
Okay. I'm assuming against the woman that we've been hearing, Eva.
Yes. Eva. I need a match with Eva. Please.
Okay. I can do that. That's really what you want. It will be you versus Eva.
Of course it's what I want. What I've always wanted.
Okay. All right. You got it, mate. No problem.
I appreciate you, boss man.
No vacant?
Something wrong, vacant.
Yes, everything. Everything is wrong.
That's unfortunate. You know, you should talk to her, and everything will make so much more sense.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to stay as far the hell away from her as I can. Bruja.
At Graveyard Smash, Maeve O'Hare will defend the Night Hobo Championship against Dev and will take on Eva as well. Maeve, good luck. Thank you, Maeve. Yes, Maeve.
Happy to see you.
See you too. And there she goes. Okay. El Vacant. Question.
Mm-hmm.
Is this how I usually act during this time of year?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Interesting. Okay. I think we're going to take a song break, and when we return, we'll be talking with the likes of the World Heavyweight Champion, the Immortal Griffith. Paragon will talk some more with us. I believe Hobo Ezekiel and Mark Caliber and the Cougar also all on deck. We'll be right back. This is RAWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio Network. And, I'm glad I'm awake for all this. Usually I would. Okay. Be right back, folks.
afraid of no ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Blaze McCoy, the lunatic kick from the sticks, the Steel City Sultan, your dungeon master, creator, commentator, promoter, MC, DJ, ring announcer, play-by-play, all that good stuff. And you're tuned into the Blaze Radio Network as part of the Digital Wrestling Syndicate here on YouTube, where we're showcasing your original created characters with custom shows, titles, arenas, and music. Our digital wrestling shows feature you in action in the ring, putting unity back in the community and repping many other channels with unique events like the Combat Kingdom Stable Wars, Game Night with interactive chat, games, and prizes. So get Blaze Talk Show with special guests, show reviews, recaps, and live interviews. Digital collector cards, free roster pages on our Wix website where you can find everything you need to know about LTD. And check out the TeePublic store for your LTD merchandise. Promotional consideration paid for by the following. Blaze Brews Eliminator Beer. Don't get eliminated, get obliterated. Drink Eliminator Beer. And sit back, relax, let the AI take you for a ride. But always remember this. We're all leaning towards death. Some are just a little bit closer. Peace and positive vibes to all you. And stay tuned to Blaze Radio. Hook, line, and sinker. This is your boy, Blaze McCoy, saying, see ya in my dream.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is RAWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio Network, and that was your boy Blaze McCoy on the Blaze Radio Network on YouTube, part of the Digital Wrestling Syndicate. Excuse me. Well, El Vacant, that was certainly interesting with Maeve, but hopefully she's, whatever this is, it's that time of year, I suppose, and I guess I should just, I don't know. Hey, whew. All right, I'm going to bring back in the Paragon of Greatness for a moment. Paragon.
Yo.
How you doing? Let's talk about Killa three belts for a second, if we could, since neither.
You know,
know what? Go back to that. Kill a two belts. That sounds right. At least after Graveyard Smash, it sounds like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you believe that, and I'm sure he'll be happy to hear you believe that. But let's talk about Killa. He's going to have a big night at Graveyard Smash. We do not yet know his opponent for either the Insane Mofo or Champions Choice Championship. Those still to be determined, but he's got to face Mithras the Title Machine in one of Mithras's four big matches. Your thoughts on your brother having to defend against Mithras, that Powerball championship that he enjoys so much?
So, ironically, I may be uniquely qualified to analyze this match. We frequently, ad nauseum sometimes, kind of go over this holy trinity, if you would, of the RAWF top of the card. You know, you're Immortal Griffith, you're Mithras the Title Machine, you're Paragon of Greatness. The three of us have seen each other in so many matches and so many particularly high-profile matches over the years that one could say that we've become experts on each other in a way that only top-level competition can familiarize somebody with another wrestler. And then you've got my brother, Killa Neptune, of course, my flesh and blood, somebody that I have worked with from the day that he first stepped into the ring until this day, even though sometimes it might get a little hard to work with him because imagine having to deal with that guy 24/7. But that's beside the point. This is what I have to say about that match. Mithras is the better wrestler. Mithras is stronger. Mithras might be faster. Mithras has the experience. He has the momentum. He has pretty much every tangible advantage you could bring. But what Killa has, intangible advantage. Mithras the Title Machine, he's going into this pay-per-view, of course, a stacked night for him, all kinds of matches, top to bottom of the card, Mithras is going to be there. And Mithras, he is the title machine. Obviously, he cares very much about winning these titles, collecting these belts, having that resume get padded. But when your focuses and your attention are going to be drawn across several matches, and this match in particular being one that's probably lower on the totem pole for him. No disrespect intended to the Powerball division, but Mithras the Title Machine is probably going to be looking ahead to some of the bigger matches. This is going to be one of his earlier matches in the night. That is the opportunity that Killa Neptune has in this match, because Killa is loving this Killa Three Belts thing. This ego boost has made him a brand new shark man. He is popping up all over the place. He's got a new spring in his step. He's got the jokes for days. He looks renewed, reinvigorated. He's happy for the first time in a long time, and holding on to that momentum and holding on to those three belts is something that is incredibly important to him, not just in the moment, but potentially to like what Killa Neptune will be doing in RAWF moving forward. This match to him is the focus of the night. And for Mithras, it is a match that he's having. That is what Killa Neptune has to use in order to turn the tide in his advantage. Killa is a Hall of Famer. He is a tactically sound wrestler. He knows how to figure out people's weaknesses and take advantages of them. Plus, anybody who's ever faced Killa Neptune would tell you that he's one of the luckiest wrestlers that has ever stepped into a ring. I'm surprised that he's a shark man, because you would think that he's a horse, because the man must have at least four horseshoes on him somewhere. I think with the right amount of luck and the right amount of timing, Killa Neptune could pull this upset, and probably to the chagrin of his brother that's going to have to listen to him talk about beating the title machine, we could still see Killa Three Belts.
Well, we shall see. It will be a tough matchup for Killer Neptune, no doubt. Probably a really tough matchup for that Powerball title. But Killer knows how to defend it. He is the longest reigning Powerball champion in RAWF history. This is his second reign. We will see if he can come anywhere close to that first reign. But he's got a tough road to hoe when it comes to the title machine. So, Paragon, I briefly wanted to touch on something for you. Because something outside of the company, if you'd like to talk about what you've been up to on your free time, if you will, about the beta test that you are trying out. Would you like to talk about that? Or
Sure. I can talk about that because it's still tangentially related to RAWF. I've currently set forth the basic plot and rules for an event that I'm trying to work on, and the idea of this event that I am working on, which I will give a brief overview of momentarily, is that I'm trying to work on this event that if I'm able to successfully test it and prove that it works, it may be something that I would want to bring to RAWF at some point down the line, given that clearly, I spend most of my free time still in service of RAWF. Worldwide press tours. So when I'm in other companies, I'm still waving that RAWF flag. This event is very much still being put together with RAWF in mind, but I didn't want to waste the time and resources of RAWF for a potentially failed project, which is why I've started this company. It's a game / event. That I'm calling right now the Elimination Chamber. It's essentially a social deduction game wherein 9 to 15 players will be given a role specific to professional wrestling. But the catch is some of these players are faces and some of these players are heels. And nobody knows who the faces are and who the heels are. So you are all given information as to if you are face or you are heel and what your specific role's special ability is. For example, you could be given the role of the veteran or the entertainer or the internet darling, these kinds of tropes within the wrestling business. And when you're given one of these roles, they each have their own unique special ability for gathering information about other players. And what you do is through a series of talking to the other players, wrestling some matches, you are able to piece together information that each person has gathered to try to figure out who are the heels and who are the faces. The goal is the heels want to eliminate the faces from the game and the faces want to eliminate the heels from the game. But because nobody knows who is a face and who is a heel, anybody could be lying. And that's the game. Being able to use your wits and various mechanisms throughout the game to be able to confirm concrete proof that somebody is telling the truth or not is how you are able to solidify the information that you're given and find out who you want to eliminate from the game. Of course, it's a very complicated. There's a lot more to it, but that's essentially the elevator pitch. And at this moment, I'm running a beta test for the company. I've been sharing a scene. I want to get one or two more players before I try to run my first game with it. And I know what everybody's thinking. A long, complicated game. No payouts because I'm just beta testing it. And there's a good chance it won't work, and it requires a lot of effort. I mean, shut up and take my money, right? That being said, I will be continuing to share the scene. Hopefully, within the next couple of days, I can try to get the first game started if I have enough people to test it out. I know that it's a bit of a pain, the idea that this could require effort and have little to no payout, but the idea is I want to get this perfected before I make it a real thing.
All right. It does sound quite complicated, but it sounds like it could be a lot of fun too. I guess it'll come down to the execution. It's a good thing you're doing some trial runs on it, but it does sound extremely fun. So a little bit of sounds like it's a little combination of Clue, Survivor. It should be interesting. It's very interesting. All right. With that being said, Paragon, good luck to you. Keep us informed on how that's going. And so there
Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to bring back the First Lady of Anarchy and Coogs.
Yes.
What's up with you? We haven't got to chat with you casually. What's on your mind tonight? Anything?
Oh, good gravy. Everything. I will be glad when my part of the personal appearances are over. I'm kind of curious about Paragon. Did he really have his heart set on Chaz? I mean,
where are you coming from here, Cougs?
Are you brave enough to take on a mystery anarchist? I could narrow it down for you if that would help you make that decision.
You know what? I'm intrigued. Where are you going with this? I'd love to find out.
Well, Chaz has had a situation, so unfortunately he won't be able to face you for the match that y'all were supposed to have at Graveyard. I don't know what the steps were for that, so you would probably have to fill me in on that so I can let your mystery anarchist know. However, we all know Allie has a match. And I have recently been notified that Beast Challenge has been accepted by Aaron McFadden, and they are going to be having a haunted house match. You'll have to get with Aaron for the specifics on that one, LA.
Okay.
I've also been notified that Calvin Clark has accepted Nightcrawler's challenge for a... One sec. Halloween Massacre. This is a hardcore, full-strength, 7-day time limit. No limitations on what moves you can use, including DQs. Every moveset requires the use of a weapon that you are responsible to bring to the ring, and it happens in the electrified cage. And I can send you that if you need it.
Okay, so we've got that match is set, and that match putting together some.
So that leaves Akuma, Sabele, myself, or perhaps I've talked in Stefan, my daddy. Maybe I have Bubs coming back, maybe Paige, or possibly my nephew, Icon.
That is a real murderer's row right there. I mean, those are all some fantastic opponents. And I mean, if we're talking about a social deduction game like I was just a moment ago, piecing together some information between all of these possible names and finding out who this mystery opponent is this, I mean, it's almost like you had a designed setup to just boomerang right back at me. That is intriguing.
So are you willing to accept a mystery opponent in place of Chaz?
You know what? Not only do I love a great challenge, I love a good brain teaser just trying to figure out what this could be up until the time of the pay-per-view. I absolutely accept.
Yay. So now all I have to do is contact the person I want
adorable.
To show up.
So let me get this straight. Paragon is to face a random member of Anarchy that doesn't already have a match. It could be any of these people that you just mentioned, and he will not know until the day of Graveyard Smash till they come down the aisle who that person will be. Is that correct, Coogs? All right. Well, that could be a nightmare for you, Paragon, but it's Graveyard Smash, so what else is new?
You're not wrong. It could absolutely be a nightmare, but I gotta say, I love a good mystery, and I am kind of finding myself here tonight on Superstars wondering if there was a production meeting before the show that maybe I wasn't involved in, and everyone's like, let's see how Paragon's going to work on his feet tonight. Because between my on-the-fly GM report and this new mystery situation, I got to tell you, you know how to keep your roster on their toes.
Absolutely. So, with that being said, Paragon of Greatness, they face a mystery opponent at Graveyard Smash. Could be Coogs. Could be some names we haven't heard from in a while. Who knows? Should be interesting. With that being said, good luck to you, Paragon, whoever it is. Coogs toying with you. She does that to people. Because she's a cat. She toys with things sometimes. All right. Thank you, Coogs, for that. And we'll find out what happens at Graveyard Smash. Next up, let's bring on... Well, let's see here. This will be interesting. Earlier this week, as I said, this man came into my office, drew me some pretty pictures, and ruined my graveyard dip. I'm almost afraid to bring him on now, but let's find out what he's got on his mind. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Baby shark.
Hobo, you okay?
Is that Hobo Ezekiel?
That's Hobo Ezekiel.
No. Look at him. Really, it's Hobo Ezekiel.
Oh. He is dressed up as Killa, I think. What's the matter, Hobo?
I think Maeve.
Oh goodness!
I think you gave Maeve O'Hare some of that real midnight hobo before our match last week.
Oh, that's right. You had. Are you okay after? Yeah, that match was pretty rough against Maeve last week. Are you okay? I don't know what's up with her, but she definitely has some issues. Are you all right, Hobo? Can I get you anything? I think I got some beanie weenies around here.
I'm seeing beanie weenies floating across the room. L.A., this ain't right. This ain't normal.
I mean, Hobo, it's Halloween. What can I say? It's crazy.
Look at me, L.A. Look at me.
Yes.
I woke up last week, and here I am. I look like Killer Neptune. The week before that, I look in the mirror, and here I'm L. Vacant. Some mighty strange things have been going on. last few weeks, LA, and it's more than I can take. I got to beat my heart to get it to just to think. Jump. Oh, smack my head a little bit.
Easy, quit it. Hey, stop. Hey, look, hobo, easy now. Look, I can't find the beanie weenies, but I do have some. I have something here. I just actually just pulled out of the oven not too long ago. Would you like some tombstone pizza?
Well, for a second, I thought you was going to say a bucket of testicles.
Why would? Never mind. Would you like some pizza, or maybe?
Yes.
Bacon? Don't you?
Some pizza.
Don't you have? Don't you make a tombstone chalupa or something for Halloween? What have you got planned for Halloween?
I'm sorry. I'm still kind of confused by this outfit. I just right. Halloween. What are we doing for Halloween? I just said last week, and now it's poof, right out of my head. I said last week what we were doing. Does anyone remember what we're doing for my menu? Because I don't remember.
I don't remember either. At any rate, here, has. So, hobo.
I
let's
like
talk
a
about
Don Chalupa, though. I think that even if we should add that too, I think that would be good.
That'd be really cool. So, hobo, your thoughts on defending
yes.
the Anything Goes Championship against the unsettled Chris Cage, and what steps you might be considering for that title match if you have made that decision?
Well, I was thinking about it a little bit, and one thing that has crossed my mind is a one-track mind match, which means you can only use one move per move set. Example, if you start with a hip toss, you must use it for the rest of the match, rest of the set, not the match, excuse me. You can change the move after every set. If you start with a turnbuckle, you must use it for the rest of the set. No bouts and no defense.
Cougs, did you get that?
Sorry,
Cougs.
I was taking a nap. One track mind?
Yes.
You got it.
All right. That will be your Anything Goes title defense against the unsettled King Chris Cage, for the Anything Goes championship. And then, of course, you also have the Hobo Jungle match against Liam O'Shaughnessy. That one, of course, will be you'll be wrestling not in a ring, but you'll be out in the somewhere in New Orleans. And surrounded by other hobos, and the two of you will just have a nice big old brawl. You looking forward to facing Liam?
Yes, and I can promise you, none of us will be naked. Bo Cooper, I can't promise you about Bo Cooper. Whiska Titch, One Arm Larry, I can't promise you about him. Sam Bird, Pigeon Eater Bird, I'd like to promise you, but it all depends what's flying around at the time.
All right. Well, hobo, I appreciate you coming on. I hate to hurry you off, but I got several people on deck, and we only got about a half hour left. So if there's anything else you'd like to cover before we move on.
The lip is zipped about your condition, L.A. You will get nothing more from me. Nothing happened. Nothing to worry about. You will be fine.
I thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you, Hobo. All right. So that was Hobo Ezekiel. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have RAWF Hall of Famer and our insane mofo GM on the line. Let's bring on.
I'm the trouble solver. I'm the fear addicted, as I get illustrated. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter. You're the fire starter, twisted fire starter. I'm a fire starter.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Hell Clown, Aggie, joining us now on After Hours. Aggie, good evening, sir.
How's it going there, OA? How's it going? You know, I mean, I hope you're great. I do. I hope you're great. I hope that El Bacon is bouncing his pecs and making money off his taco empire. And I hope that Cougar is, you know, licking her kitty paws and having the fun that she's always having. While I am stuck here in Dublin, Ireland, St. Vincent's Private Hospital.
Wait a minute. You're still in Dublin? That's been weeks ago. Why are you still in Dublin after almost a month?
Well, let's see. Why would Aggie still be in Dublin, Ireland, while everybody else is doing their thing that they love to do the best? Why on earth would I be here? Well, let's think about it for a second.
Did you lose your passport?
Starts with Luke and ends with Cage. That's why I'm here. I don't know if any of you remember, we had a still showing match. It was on the verge of being one of the greatest matches in the company's history. And I decide, I don't know what I was thinking, but I decided to go high octane. Sunset flip, which I never use, clearly didn't work. So here I am. Here I am. I'm laying here. I've got this wonderful team of pale, redheaded, annoying-sounding idiots taking care of me. At least I have RAWF insurance, right? You know. Sitting here, reconstructive surgery to repair some damaged MCLs and ACLs. Apparently, I broke my collarbone. My muscle is completely detached from it. Luke managed to break my jaw. And here I am. Hooked up the tubes. But hey, the doctors are telling me that the procedures went good. That everything that happened to me happened for a reason. It was for the greater good, for my health, for the company's sake. I'll be 100%, well, at least able to walk. They have no clue if I'm going to be able to wrestle. So here we are, LA. I'm in freaking Dublin, Ireland.
Yeah, that was a very tough match you had against Luke, no doubt about it. What did you... besides the injuries, did you come out learning anything, any lessons from that match? Like, don't fuck with Luke Cage?
Seems like a good one.
I'm going to give it to him. I did not think that, I thought I had it under control, thought that I was bringing out a side to him that he didn't see before. Clearly, I did, but I forgot to detach his self, his own choices from that carnal, inner turmoil, freak, 2.5 times stronger strength within him. And now, well, now he is who he was before, but he's 2.5 times stronger. So there we are. Again, maybe that's also for the greater good of RAWF, clearly, because he's right there in the rankings. So who knows what will happen. The one thing I did learn, though, L.A., in all of this was, one, don't piss your wife off, because apparently she didn't like us fighting. And then she's like, oh, by the way, I'm going to go to Hollywood, and I'm going to be the body double for Harley Quinn in the next film, Suicide Squad. So here I am. here I am alone. And she left me. So that's great. I'm just having a hell of a month, LA. Best month of my life. It can only go up from here, right? can only
right.
be better. And
Aggie, well,
good.
You know, at least you still have your Hall of Fame ring, right?
I do have that. I do have that. And again, I that's something that I've worked my entire career for, and I'm much appreciated for that. I look at that every day, and at least I can know that I belong somewhere. Cosa Nostra, I don't know what's going on there. It's been nearly a month. They're clearly doing just fine without me, as I'm stuck here in freaking Ireland. I will say congratulations to Killer Neptune on winning the inaugural Insane Mofo Championship, which I'm waiting on a few little pieces to come in the mail. It takes a little longer to get to you when you're in a hospital in Ireland, but I'm making the actual physical belt, and I've already been in talks with him to let him know that as soon as I get those little two pieces left to fit to get on there, make it perfect, I'm going to be shipping that his way to him as the winner of the re-inaugural title. So
re-inaugural title, correct.
Yeah,
so Killa will become the second person in RAW history to actually get a real, well, you know, a at least a title belt, physical title belt here.
Yeah.
So
hey, see him out there, hashtag Killa real belt.
Hashtag Killa real belt. So Aggie, when can we expect that? What is the next season of Insane Mofo coming up soon? Is it already it's already started? Correct.
Yes, it has already started. Well, the sign-ups have already started. I'm giving it just a little bit longer for anybody to get in there. And if you want to get back in there, I believe I have the deadline quickly. November 3rd will be round one. So the sign-ups have one more day. So that's 24 hours from right now. Before I turn that off, I am going to get that link. And you can also look in the REWF network team, but I will post that very quickly there in the chat as well here on Blog Talk. So there it is. You guys got one more day. I've got about 24 individuals right now, including our champion. So if he were able to come out number one in the rankings, he would get to do the stipulations to the match. So, we are getting there. I've got three more I'm going to add, so that'll put us at 27. And then one more day for any others that want to jump in. So, hopefully I'll be out of Ireland, boss, and be able to get back to at least my office in the WF headquarters.
I was unaware that you were still. I knew you were still hospitalized, or at least under care. But I did not realize all this was going on. I'll have to keep better attention. But hope you get out of Ireland soon. We need you. We need to see you here.
Absolutely, boss. Hey, clearly, again, as the doctors are telling me, and this being ingrained in my brain, it's for the greater good, so whatever that means.
All right. Aggie, I got to let you go. Got to move on. But thanks for calling in and keeping us updated on your condition and on the status of Insane Mofo. And so thank you, sir. And we'll talk to you again soon. If there's anything I can do to help you get out of there, let me know. All right?
Yep, just send me some liquor.
That was Aggie, ladies and gentlemen, the Hell Clown, apparently still stuck up in Dublin, Ireland after injuries suffered the hands of Luke Cage at Graveyard Smash. I guess I didn't realize how brutal El Vacant that match was, truly was for Aggie, but damn.
I mean, I will say this, his new ring protected his finger. You'll notice that wasn't broken.
That was about the only thing, apparently, that wasn't broken on Aggie. All right, next up, we need to talk to, speaking of someone with something broken, this man we just found out has a broken ankle, or at least some chipped bones in his ankle, yet he is still going to participate in their live match against his brother at Graveyard Smash. Let's bring on this man. No, not that one.
Wrong one. Try again.
What is the status of your injury right now?
Well, the pain, to be honest with you, LA, it's not as bad as it was the last couple of days. Though tension is still there when I put weight on it, you know. I mean, it's not the first time that this type of injury has happened, but this is probably, like, out of all of them I've had, this is probably the worst kind.
That's not good, Mark. I mean, we're talking about a career. We're talking about a career on the line. Your RAWF career is on the line at Graveyard Smash when you faced your brother in this Buried Alive match. Not being at 100% is suboptimal, I would think. The concern, I mean, I can still cancel this match if you're not good to go. I don't want to see you lose your career over this. Are you sure you still want to go through with it?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah?
Cancel this match. He will win.
Well, I mean, technically, I see what you're saying, though. It would be a huge victory morally and mentally, even though it wouldn't have been an official loss. Is that what you're trying to say?
Letting me quit is exactly what he wants me to do. And if this match is canceled, he wins.
Well, in that case, I'm assuming that means don't cancel the match. You're still going to go through with it. But, I mean, I would hate to see a great RAWF career end just because you got injured. But if this is what you want, I won't, you know, as long as you sign the proper waivers, the match will continue, will go on as planned.
You don't need to worry about that, LA. I will be responsible for what I do to myself anyway.
Well, as you say, Mark, if that's what you want, that's what we'll go with. But that being said, talk to me about the match against Alex. Now that it's only 8 days away, what are your thoughts?
Well, obviously, Alex, once again, is trying to get the upper hand on me, tripping me from the outside as I was going off the ropes, forcing me to chip a 4-millimeter piece of bone out of my ankle. But if you think for 1 second that that's just going to stop me, as we are so close to Graveyard Smash, he's more stupid than I thought. You know what, Alex? Time and time again, you three have been trying to take the easy way out. So far, you've been successful. But if you think I'm just going to quit now, let's face it. You're trying to take the easy way out, like I just said. Jump me from behind again. Try to take me out again. Well, at Graveyard's match, it's going to be me taking you out. And I'm not just going to take your body. I'm going to take your soul. Hopefully your soul will change afterwards. Hopefully, at the end of the day, you will see the light. Bury that imposter of a brother that I see before me. And I intend to bring back the one that has always supported me and the one that I have always supported. I am not walking away. I don't care if I even get crippled. You're going to have to drag me to that hole if you want to finish me.
It should be and it will be a brutal match at Graveyard Smash when the Caliber Brothers go at it one-on-one. The loser, their RAWF career is over. Mark, good luck to you. Try to get some rest on that ankle. And, you know, we will talk to you hopefully next week and get an update. All right?
I will update you at the earliest convenience.
All right, that is the Crow Mark Caliber, ladies and gentlemen. Al Vacant, we said it earlier, it is not optimal for him going into this match. His career is on the line, and he's not going to be 100%. And an ankle injury can give you severely limit the mobility, as you know. If I had been Mark, I would have canceled that match. I would have taken the opportunity to cancel that match, but pride, I think, and the absolute hatred he seems to have for his brother seem to have won out. So we will find out.
You know, I feel like I said this earlier about someone else, but I'm going to say it again. Sometimes the cojones are better than the cabeza, you know, right? Like, you know, you got to maybe sometimes use the other head to do your thinking, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, agreed. All right. So with that being said, by the way, folks, I have extended the show because I'm not sure we will have we need the time for our next caller and a couple other callers after that. Let's bring on now our reigning world heavyweight, Supreme Fighter, and Ultimate Gauntlet Champion. He is... Gentlemen, he is the immortal Griffith. Griffith, good evening, and what are you wearing?
It's the latest creation for, for the RAWF Superstore. You like it?
Bob the cameraman? Now has his own shirt? Like,
absolutely,
you know,
he does. And better yet, now he has his own representation.
Oh, really?
Yes. We'll talk more about that later.
Okay. Well, with that being said, first things first, Supreme Fighter Championship, you will have to defend that at Graveyard Smash. Because you won the 32-1 event, you get to choose your opponents and your steps. Have you done so?
Oh, I did. I informed Bird Lady, but apparently she's not here to do her job, so I guess I have to do it for her. It's fine.
Okay.
Oh, you would like to do that now?
I would prefer you do that now, yes.
Oh, I see. Well, so, you know, the only rule I was given is that it had to be someone who was in the tournament. And you know, she was telling me who was in the tournament, you know, because I didn't, you know, the way the tournament goes, I didn't face everybody. And she got to a certain name, and I was like, you know what? Stop. I don't need to hear the rest. There was a person in that tournament that I always have a good time when I fight. He's just a fun fight. Now, I mean, I mean that in my sort of sick, twisted way of it being a fun fight, because by a fun fight, I mean, this is a guy who comes to the ring and brings everything he has every single time. And he just truly relishes giving and taking some of the biggest ass whoopings you've ever seen in an RAWF ring. You know, so that's, you know, so when she said Redneck Avenger, I was like, yeah, him. That'll be a great fight. And then she looked at me and said, but Griff, you have to choose your stips. I'm like, oh. I have to choose stipulations for a fight with Redneck? Well, there's only one possible stipulation for a fight with Redneck Avenger. And that, my friend, is a beer room brawl. That's right. Hardcore anything goes tavern brawl. And between every single set, you gotta drink.
Wow. That's, you're right. And that is the perfect match to have with Redneck Avenger, no doubt about it. But drinking, and you know, the bars in New Orleans, you got Bourbon Street, so I'm assuming you two are going to pick one of those bars to have this match at. But considering that you're also going to be defending the World Heavyweight Championship later in the evening, is it a smart idea to actually consume alcohol before this match?
By the time, I mean, come on, it's me. By the time I'm at the next match, I'll be sober.
Oh, well, fair enough. Okay, well, that's going to be a barn burner or a bar burner or something burner, certainly, when the Immortal Griffith takes on Redneck Avenger Supreme Fighter Championship in a bar room brawl on Bourbon Street. I like it. Certainly. Wow. Graveyard Smash is certainly just going to be full of firsts, full of exciting matches, including the main event. Griffith, you will be defending that title against Mithras the Title Machine, the World Heavyweight Championship. What are your thoughts just 8 nights away from Graveyard Smash?
What are my thoughts? Well, my thoughts are is thank God he's going to have just as many matches, actually more matches than I do, because, you know, someone else pointed out, I recover a bit between each match. You know, I have certain advantages. Someone else doesn't have that. So, I'm thinking the advantage is in my favor there. But, I mean, who knows? You know, he's pretty well conditioned. He's been doing this a long time. And, I mean, just, well, look at him. I mean, he's not exactly someone who looks like he's going to be a fainting flower over there, right? So, look. It's going to be a hell of a match, right? I mean, it's one of the top guys in the company. In fact, if I recall correctly, for the year's status, he is the top guy of the company, last I checked. So, you know, hey, he earned the shot. We'll see what he can do with it.
All right. Well, it is going to be a huge main event. And Since Mithras is on deck, we might as well bring him on, and maybe the two of you can have a little back and forth or something, whatever you want to do. Let's bring on the title machine now, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, the title machine Mithras now joining us on After Hours. Mithras, good evening.
Hey, Amadeus, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good. You, sir, are going to have another busy pay-per-view in just 8 days. Four big title matches. Two as champion, two as challenger. So you heard earlier that you randomly drew Slashie as your opponent for Hatfield and McCoy. Who? Your quick thoughts on facing Slashie for the Hatfield-McCoy Championship?
Well, a lot of former Renegades. Well, he's still a Renegade. But we've been around. You know, we've met each other in the ring a number of times. And, some people may know that there's maybe a little bit of heat there, and that's cool. That's how it goes. So that will add a little bit of, let's call it spice to that match. And what's kind of cool is, Amadeus, you may know better than I do. I don't know, has he ever held a title in RAWF?
Yes, he has. He's been multimedia champion in the recent, and I do believe he's been tag champion as well, along with DW. So,
with the Moore. That's right. Good point. Well, I was going to say, regardless, it's nice to see some new names. I'm all about new names and seeing new people get up the ranks, even as I like to be in the top five. But in any event, it is good to see some new folks coming in, and I think that'll be an interesting match. That I think will probably be, to use the word interesting, because it's not something you see every day, me versus him, especially in a pay-per-view. So I think that'll be an interesting match to watch. Obviously, there's other opponents that will be maybe as tough, if not tougher. So, that's that with the match on Slashie. I just got to say, if there's two different approaches to how Slashie got put in that match, some people, Griff, and others, I guess whoever has the, the Champion's Choice title gets to choose their opponent, And, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to, dictate who it was going to be and try to get a certain person one way or the other, whether they're better or worse or whatever. I don't think Griff would look for somebody he could easily beat. But, I just put it up to luck. And I think that's kind of a neat way to do it. And I appreciate Judgment being willing to go with that kind of twist. Again, to provide changes to RAWF, make it a little bit more interesting, a little bit more exciting. Slashie actually was pretty high up in that tournament, I believe. And in fact, he may – I have to go back and check, but I think he may have actually come in second. So I think that's I could be wrong on that. But that's pretty pretty cool for him. No, it was Knox Boogie, actually. I was totally wrong. It must have been a different attorney. Anyways.
Anyways, let's move on. Challenging Killer Neptune for the Powerball title. Your thoughts on facing Killer, who holds the record for longest Powerball title reign, but this is his second one. Talk to me about facing Killa.
You know, I don't want to say I'm not taking him seriously, but I'm not sure how serious I'm taking it. Not because of the title, but because he and I have met in the ring before, and I think I've got a pretty good record against the guy, and so I think it's going to again be an interesting match, but I think I have a pretty solid footing. And I have a pretty high confidence level on that match.
Well, and that's understandable, but also understandable is if you have a high confidence level when you defend the Platinum Dragon Championship against STB, who, I mean, you seem to have his number every time that I've seen you two face off.
Right. Yeah, well, the thing is that I don't know if folks know this, but STB and I have known each other from pretty much day one, and we were in several stables together outside of RAWF. So there's not only, you know, the knowledge of in the ring, but how the other one thinks. And, you know, I again, not an easy match by no stretch. I mean, it's, you know, you say I've got his number. Well, boss, I got to say, there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to come up with that number. It's not, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. It's, you know, high calculus. For trigonometry to figure out what the hell to do with this guy. And so he is a tough one. I think I've got it, but I think it's going to be very close. And
right.
I say that out of respect, not fear.
All right. Moving on then to the big one for the World Heavyweight Championship. You and the Immortal Griffith, you've heard the comments from Griffith here just moments ago. Do you have a response?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard not, you know, what are you going to say when somebody says, you know, yeah, it's going to be a tough match. Okay, well, yeah, it is. Hard to argue with that. You know, I haven't actually started looking at his highlight reels and his previous matches, especially against me, but against others. You know, he doesn't he has a different work weight than I do, so there's not quite as much data. Film.
I can tell you right now, I'm totally gone Lucha. All I do is high flying moves now.
Very good. Well, I don't know if you're watching, but so have I.
Great.
Lucha,
so can we move
but,
this match?
I'm not lying. I'm not lying about it. I'm actually doing it, man. But in any,
it's true. He is. I watched him. It's kind of cool.
It's pretty funny, isn't it? Anyhow. But in any case, so I think that's going to be a tough match. I mean, everybody knows that Griffiths is hard, tough as hell. And I think that's another one of all the matches. That's the one that really could go either way. And I think it's not – I don't think either of us is going to be 100% in control of how that match ends up, to be quite candid.
I mean, it's an anticipated match. I always anticipate it when you two are matched up on pay-per-view for whatever title. But certainly the World Heavyweight Championship, the main event of Graveyard Smash, is going to be something awesome. I'm going to give you each one couple minutes to say what you got to say to the other person, and then we will wrap it up with our promotion. So, Griffiths, you're the champ.
Okay.
You go first.
Not really sure what there is to say. I mean, we're going to walk into an arena yet again, have a match. I mean, look, I mean, I will say this. Apparently, you know, your big thing lately has been, you know, making it with new people, putting new faces in the spotlight. I'm saying you could just back out and just give the spot to some new face. I mean, because we've done this a few times already now. Like this,
they've seen
it. I mean, admittedly, the buy rates are already super through the roof, and LA might have to give some refunds if you take me up on this. But you know what? But I think you're right. I think the best thing we could do for the locker room, for the boys in the back and the ladies perhaps, you know, is that for you to graciously step aside and hand that spot to say, I don't know, like Johnny Blaze. Like, that'd be great. I think he should have the spotlight. That's a great idea. Thank you for bringing it up, Mithras. You're very, very gracious. No.
No, I don't think the boss would be too thrilled about that. And you know, I appreciate the implied confidence in my abilities, But I don't think I'm going to do that. You know, because what the hell? Might as well throw down and see what happens. Like I said, I don't think either of us is going to be 100% in control of how that match ends up. And, you know, that is the excitement, and I hope. And, you know, I just look around, like, right now in the chat, and I see so much talent there. And I just hope that we can get these folks up into the ranks so that they'll be, you know, doing, you know, some you know, contender matches for the world heavyweight title down the road. We haven't seen – I'd love to see, you know, for example, Wildfire. I think that'd be awesome. Or Cage, Chris Cage. Luke Cage, too. What the hell? You know, a lot of people out there that could deserve it or would do well. Maeve, you know, would be interesting. Although she and I fought three times last year, I think it was, for the world title. In a row, yeah. Zeke, you know, or even, as I say, you know, Chris Cage or those folks. And there's plenty of others. Mancunian Maniac. Wouldn't that be just to see different people in that ring for that win, for that title? Shamadeus, I'm supporting the company with all of that. That's not about me. It's about RAWF and keeping things interesting for the fans as well as the other wrestlers in your locker room.
I will say this, Miz. There is one guarantee we can make about this match.
Yes.
This time we will not accidentally destroy another wrestler's car.
I don't remember that. What was that? Whose car got?
Yeah, I have a feeling somebody else on the. There's going to be plenty of opportunities for other people to do that on the card. I don't know.
But it won't be our fault.
All right. Well, just keep your freaking hands off my Maybach, and we'll be good. That's all I care about.
All right, gentlemen.
Last time, actually.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. It is a highly anticipated main event for Graveyard Smash. Two of the greatest in RAWF history will collide for the World Heavyweight Championship in the Superdome in New Orleans, just 8 nights from tonight. Thank you, both of you, and good luck to both of you. With that being said, folks, real quick, I'm going to read down some of the – Randy M. Draw was a little busy in the background here for tomorrow's Superstars. I'll read off some of the matchups for tomorrow. Maeve O'Hare will take on Kayla the Governess. Claymore will take on Simply the Best. The Cougar to take on the Count of Monte Fisto. Raven the Enchanted will take on Eva. Paragon of Greatness will take on Denzel the Giant. The Unsettled Chris Cage to take on Johnny Blaze. Mithrish will take on Beast. Hobo Ezekiel to take on Kitty Kabam. Harold the Creep takes on Strangleheart. Teflon Sheik versus Knox Boogie. The Immortal Griffith, he takes on Wildfire tomorrow on Superstars.
See, you called it. You called it, Mithrish.
You did. you did. Judgment, oh, this one's interesting. This was a draw. Judgment to take on his new best friend in Killa Neptune. Mark Caliber will take on Dev. Let's see, who else is in the chat that might want to know who their match is tomorrow? Lord Darkstinger's out there. Let's see, where is he at here? Lord Darkstinger to take on S.G. Gibson. I think Starlight was out there. Let's find her on the list. A lot of S names. I saw a list of Starlight to take on BD2. And Razor is out there listening. He has he'll find out tomorrow. Oh, Razor to take on Allie Knight. Allie Knight. There you go. So there you go, folks, and of course everyone else will also get a match tomorrow on Superstars, the main event, Papa Shaker defending the Superstars title against Dr. Kent. All right, real quick, let's get some promos out of the way and call it a night. Hobo, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
For once, I'd like to promote a normal, regular Superstars for once this month.
What's that? Hello?
Normal superstars this week.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Gotcha. All right. Well, hopefully that happens, Mark. I'm sure, or Hobo, I'm sure it will. Mark, you're next up. What do you like to promote tonight?
Well, no wonder you got the names mixed up.
Anyway, I'm just going to do this here. As some of you may know, I've already made some sign-ups for my next Crown of Commonwealth event. I pretty much decided to rename it from King of Commonwealth to Crown of Commonwealth because we've actually had some queens for once. We've actually had two of them, surprisingly. But yeah, as all of you know, I'm always looking for some more competition. I'm always looking for new names to put in the event. I mean, it's one of my favorite events of all time. And I think LA is going to be part of it. Paragon's going to be part of it. Killer Neptune, Uncle Frank. I mean, those guys are really good veterans when it comes to this type of event. But anyway, again, I'm always looking for new names to put in the tournament. So if there's any of you out there who are interested in partaking in the Crown of Commonwealth tournament, please let me know. Basically, if you win the crown, you get a shot at my world championship. Well, not mine. Mine it's currently held by Chris Cage, who's also in the tournament. You win the crown, you get a title shot. Best of luck to those who enter.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Paragon, anything to promote?
Yeah, you know, sign up for the Ultimate Gauntlet and keep an eye out on the feed. I'll be sharing the link for the information regarding my Elimination Chamber event.
All right. Excellent. El Vacant, anything to promote tonight?
See, I remembered what the hell we're having in the truck. It's pumpkin pie empanadas. How do I forget that, right? They're going to be amazing. I actually had my abuela work with the elf lady in the kitchen to kind of come up with a really good recipe for the combination of the two. They're really good.
Sounds awesome. Thank you. That sounds good. Thank you, El Vacant. Maeve, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
What?
Maeve?
Yeah.
Okay. Guess not. We'll move on. Mithras, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Nothing, boss. Thank you.
All right. Short and sweet. Last but not least, the Immortal Griffin.
Ellie, this is going to answer an earlier question you asked. So just maybe perk up, listen a little bit. RAWF fans, you have cried out and your voices were ignored. You have demanded to see the true talent of RAWF, and the powers that be here squash those hopes and dreams mercilessly upon the rocks of, well, actually the rules, but we don't need to go into that. So as of right now, I can guarantee you that this will no longer happen again. Your voices have been heard, and I, the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion, have heard you. And as of now, I am the representative of none other than Bob the Camera Guy. That is right. With proper representation, Bob the Camera Guy will get his time in the ring and in the limelight. No more will he be hidden behind the dastardly machines that have held him down. From now on, he will be your hero, the hero you don't deserve, but that you begged for. Bob the Camera Guy. Let's hear it. Come on, Bob the Camera Guy.
Boy. All right. Thank you, Griffith. Couple things I need to cover. First, from Coogs, she had to go, but she said, Anarchy Avenging Angels Tournament has started. The prizes are listed in the scene. 3AA tournament scene, which is this right there. And then from Unstoppabot, Unstoppabot tag signups are now open for the new season. Signups close October 31st. We have one late straggler here, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. RAWF, gracing us with his appearance at the last second. Let's bring on.
Every line, broken every boundary. Now it's retribution time, 'cause the church that I went to, it ain't that holy.
Ladies and gentlemen, judgment is here. Judge, little better late than never. How are you this evening, sir?
Good, Amadeus. How are you doing this evening? Hello, all you stragglers.
Wait, you're calling. You're the one that's last. Okay.
I'm not
so, Judge.
I'm here on time.
So, Judge, I don't know if you heard earlier, but you're facing Killa Neptune tomorrow on Superstars as a result of Randy M. Draw. Your thoughts on facing Killa tomorrow?
Oh, I'll be facing Killa tomorrow. Killa, I'm just going to have to tell you right now, I'm going to have to give you a... apparently none of these other people can beat you, Killa, so I'm going to have to remind you that you are beatable, and I'm going to have to be sure to beat you and to teach you that you are beatable. It's teach the people how to fight you.
Okay, well, that's fair. That's good.
And did you get my text message? You get my text message earlier about Mithras picking his opponent who got the draw. Good.
I did. We've talked about that. He'll be taking on Slashy. I already discussed that with him.
Good.
Yep. So,
yes.
First of all, you have two important things to do for next weekend. Of course, the first one is the costume contest. You and others will have to judge the winner. First and second place each get 100 and then 50 wrestler bucks. And then I think you said third place gets a shot at the Champions Choice Championship, correct?
Correct.
All right. So they still have at least a few days left to join the contest, correct?
Yes, they have until next week to join the contest. And I have to say, there's some very creative people out there, and there's some lazy people out there, too. Now, you people sitting around here doing nothing, I mean, come on, guys. This is simple. You go in, spend a few wrestle bucks, put on a costume, post your image. It's not that hard. I mean, you sit back, everybody cries, I don't get a chance to do nothing. This is your chance to get a title shot. This is your chance to get Russell Bucks. I don't know how much more people want, how much more easier we can make it other than maybe I should just go through the roster and just put clothes on people and make them up myself and put them in there.
Can we do that? That would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
Sure. That's not what I do. I may have to take the image and just put clothes on people and post your image in there.
And then, Judge, also next week here on After Hours and in New Orleans, where you will be hosting the RAWF Halloween party. Because, you know, what good are costumes if there's no party, right? You know,
That's right.
I realize people in New Orleans are used to people walking around in weird costumes, but, you know, it's Halloween. We got to have a party. So, and you got everything lined up for that, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
All right. And we're going to have that.
I have Casper and the ghosts are going to be performing.
And of course, El Vacant is always doing the catering, right?
El Vacant's going to be doing it. He's got some ghost tacos out there for us, and some different other stuff.
The burritos.
And the nightmare on Cannoli Street. He got not a cannoli. What is a cannoli? Cannoli is something Italian food. What's that little thing? What's that thing called? So, what's that thing called? You fold it up and you eat it, a burrito? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
all
not
right.
A cannoli. Cannoli is something else. Cannoli is the Italian dish that they eat over there. It's not even a dish. I don't even know what cannoli is. Cannoli is nasty.
Cannoli
is a little baked tube with, like, a cheesy sweet stuffing in it.
That's not cheesy sweet stuffing in it. It's not sweet.
El Bacon, are you doing chimichangas?
Oh, totally should. I like that.
Thank you. All righty. Well, gentlemen, thank you all. Judge, thank you very much. And I look forward to our costume party, our Halloween party next week. You've been doing a great job lately at these events.
You need to post your costume too, Amadeus. Oh, here. No, man. Here, just stand still. Let me take a picture over here.
What? Hey, wait.
I just posted
that. That's not my costume.
You You're scary enough. You win.
Thanks, Judge. All right, folks.
Anytime.
Next week, we will be right back here on RAWF After Hours. It sounds like we may get a wildfire call in next week. Looking forward to that. Plus, we'll talk more about Graveyard Smash, have updated rankings, and have a lot of fun, as always, at the Halloween party. So, for El Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus. El Vacant, say good night, sir.
Good night, sir.